This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending June 14th, 2019. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Following the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris this spring, French President Emmanuel Macron hinted at an inventive reconstruction of the cathedral. That led to worries that rebuilding would result in a new building that might even be stripped of its original Catholic character. But now the French Senate has voted to approve reconstruction only if the cathedral is restored exactly as it was. The bill still has to be reconciled with the lower house's bill that did allow changes. An Italian priest who celebrated his 100th birthday was 69 years old when he was ordained after becoming a widower, and he was able to celebrate his milestone with his children, including his four sons, who are also all priests. The solemn massive celebration in the Cathedral of Rimini was also attended by the bishop and the people of the local parish where he has served for over 25 years. Quentin Tarantino's Star Trek movie, which he confirms will be R-rated to avoid being forced into what he characterized as the creative confines of PG-13, has a script, but his current schedule has prevented further work. Talk of a Tarantino Trek film has been circulating since 2017 and ramped up after efforts to make another Kelvin timeline sequel to the J.J. Abrams reboot collapsed earlier this year. It looks like scientists might have been wrong about how spiral galaxies form their characteristic spiral shape. The old theory postulated that once galaxies formed spirals, their shape stayed relatively constant. But, based on new observations, a new theory may throw out the old by showing that spiral galaxies may in fact wind up, getting tighter and looser over time, gaining and losing their spirals. Just as interesting is that the new theory comes out of a crowdsourced astronomy at a site called Galaxy Zoo. NASA is preparing a new unmanned probe for a mysterious asteroid between Mars and Jupiter that could be the heart of a dead planet. The probe, now under construction, will visit Psyche, a very rare, stripped planetary core that would be mostly made of metal, which is very unusual since most asteroids are either rocky or icy. The economic value of mining such a body is, if you'll excuse the pun, astronomical. The spacecraft is scheduled to arrive in 2026. Facebook is rolling out a new blood drive feature on its website in the U.S., in select cities at first. Users in certain locales can indicate that they would like to be a blood donor, which will allow nearby blood centers to send them notification for local blood drives, which help reduce chronic and seasonal shortages in blood supplies. After the initial rollout, the feature is expected to go national in a few months. Google's new streaming service called Stadia is getting some details. A new Stadia Founders Edition bundle has been announced for November. Its price will be $129, including 3 months of service, which will be $10 per month after that. It also includes game controllers and a Chromecast to connect your TV and the service. A standard Pro Edition will also be made available. Doctor Who fans looking for even more classic Doctor adventures can turn to the free streaming service Pluto TV. About 200 episodes of the series from the 1960s to the 1980s are streaming on a scheduled basis, not on demand, like a TV schedule. The service also includes other BBC and non-BBC streaming shows as well. Brace yourself, it's another Frozen 2 trailer. Disney has released the first full-length trailer for the sequel coming this fall after dropping the teaser in February. New elements in the trailer suggest we'll find out where Elsa's powers come from and that we'll see giants and other magical creatures. More non-meat meatier burgers are coming to the market. The company Beyond Meat has said it's selling an upgraded version of its plant-based patties that look and taste more like the real thing, while including all the proteins necessary for a complete diet. They said the addition of coconut oil and cocoa helps it imitate the marbling of beef fat and gives it its rich flavor. Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods have both introduced non-meat products this year that have made a big splash as giant leaps beyond the old veggie burgers. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at StarQuest possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.